Welcome back to the Duncan Bruins pregame show. It's time to connect with a coach, brought to you by AT&T, proud sponsor of the Boston Bruins. More for your thing, that's our thing. We welcome in the head coach, Bruce Cassidy. You had mentioned, and you mentioned this last year as well, you're a tinkerer. So you make a change, you put Sean Corrali on the wing with that group and move Noel Acciari to the middle alongside Chris Wagner. Has that combination, because you moved him to the wing, brought a little bit extra to the threesome?
Well, I think so. I think it's freed up Sean's offensive game a little more, less responsibility about worrying about getting back in your own zone when the puck gets turned over or there's a shot and a rebound we don't recover. So Noel's played center. I had him down in Providence. Very trustworthy guy. With Noel, you always worry he's going to have the pace to play against the top end players, but he certainly has the smarts, the willingness, the courage, the good stick. So it's worked out for us. Wags has found his game more on the right wing than the left wing, and they've just come together. They're similar type mentalities, how they want to play the game. They're pretty straight line, funnel pucks to the net, see if they can capitalize on some second chances. So it's worked out well for us. Hopefully they can keep it going. I don't know if the offense will come as consistent right now. They're in one of those streaks, but if they can keep playing good solid hockey for us, then we've definitely got that line we've been looking for.
With a win tonight, Tuukka Rask can tie the Bruins club record for wins by a goaltender, and he's really downplayed the run that he's currently on. But when you look at what he's done recently, and a guy that you had first coming up in Providence as an assistant coach, what's it been like to watch his transformation as a goaltender?
Well, he was always technically sound, even at 21 years old down there. You could tell that he wasn't not going to play in the National Hockey League because of his technique and his talent. It would have to be his either mental or physically couldn't withstand the grind, but he's able to overcome all those things and have a terrific career. So, but that's the one thing I noticed. His demeanor hasn't changed a whole lot. He's a pretty easygoing guy, quiet, but a good sense of humor and fun to be around. So quality guy that's found his game right now. So I'm happy for him. Wasn't where it needed to be out at the start. Life goes on. He's worked at it, and he's going real well right now, and I'm happy for him.
You kept Jacob Forss back at Carlson in the middle and kept the young kids together on the road for that game against the Toronto Maple Leafs. Here in the last few, has the light gone on for Forss back at Carlson?
Well, I see a little more compete, a little more assertiveness in his play. He's making some plays. We know he could do that. We still like to see him shoot the puck more, but one step at a time. I think he's closed on people well the other night in D zone. Had a little burp behind the net. That's going to happen. But other than that, he was pretty solid defensively. I think he enjoys that part of the game. He's comfortable with it. So if you can play to your strengths and build on the other parts of it, which he's starting to do, then he's going to be a good player for us. We're not asking him to carry the line, just be one of the three guys on the line, be one of four lines that contribute every night. And I think we're seeing a guy that's just finding his consistency and helping us win.
Now that Charlie McAvoy is back in the lineup, and hopefully, knock on wood, he stays healthy and remains in your lineup, where do you want to see his game go?
Well, just be a little cleaner, and some of that's shaking off the rust. You know, he just come out of an injury and then sort of finds his game and then gets hurt again, has to sit. So for him, it's just a matter of getting the reps every night. You know, the pace of the game is fast out here, so you see it most of the nights. He's, you know, most of the game he's pretty good at moving it. Then there'll be, you know, the odd time where it looks like it catches up to him a little bit. So that's all it is for Charlie. And I think it's just getting game reps, getting comfortable again, knowing who he's playing with. He sees a lot of the Bergeron line, how they play, how they like to get the puck and go. So Charlie's a good player. He's come around quickly, and he just has to find the consistency like every young guy. He's done it in this league at an early age. My assumption is he'll do it again fairly quickly.
In that game against Toronto, you curtailed the ice time from DeBrusk and Backes. And whether it's those two or just your team overall, what are the reads that you're making on your guys, on your team, the way it's playing as a whole, that causes you to adjust?
Well, sometimes it's a matter of you got to get their attention, right? There's 82 games. It's a long year. Even though it's Toronto and it's a big game, sometimes you see your team drifting away from what you want to see. So it's either vocally, coaches have called timeout, switched their goalie, switched lines. That's what I generally do to get their attention. This time I was, listen, let's shorten the bench. I've always been a big believer in that for short stretches in a game. Hey, let's get down to three lines, 4 or 5 D. The guys that are really, we think, are into it the most, then let them play a little bit more. They shouldn't get fatigued over that sort of stretch of time. And Toronto's a hard matching team, so they'll all of a sudden they're, well, wait a minute, the lines have changed, who's, you know, and that might be enough to throw their rhythm off a little bit. So you're changing your own team's rhythm by giving guys a little bit extra responsibility, and maybe you're changing the other team's rhythm because they want to match a certain way, and all of a sudden, and maybe by the time all that shakes out, the ice is tilted at least back evenly or in your favor. And then in the third period, we went right back to our groups. Everyone played, everyone did a good job, everyone understood what was at stake, and we did a good job protecting the lead, played the right way. and we were able to get to 2 points.
Last meeting against the Montreal Canadiens for the regular season, the last time you saw him was up in Canada. You shut him out 4-0. What do you want to replicate from that performance here tonight?
Well, I think that was our best checking game of the year. We gave them very little in terms of chances. They're a good offensive team. Their numbers support that. So we got to make sure we limit their opportunities. I think in here the first time they jumped on us early. That's the other thing. We started on time. It was a back-to-back game. We traveled, but our guys were still ready to go. So coming out of a day off yesterday, hopefully, at home, we've had better starts. We've focused on it, but we need to make sure that we're dialed in. And then create our own good looks in the slot. I think they're slot vulnerable, a little bit like Toronto, where we can work to get there and we're positionally supporting the puck well. We can get some chances from there. So that's the goal. Check well. When you get the puck in the O-zone, look to get it to the high danger area and see if we can create some good looks from there.
Good luck tonight, Bruce.
All right, thanks, Jed.
That's the head coach of the Bruins, Bruce Cassidy. Stay with us. The Bruins and the Canadiens are coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.